that called in. Of course, our friends at Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley and the team over there. And, of course, working with you is always a good story, Melissa. We appreciate
you. Absolutely. That was a fun day.
Yeah, have a good one, Mel. We'll talk soon.
Yep, you too.
Have a great day, everybody.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New death and destruction in Ukraine. Officials say at least 16 people were killed, including a child, in Russian shelling that set fire to a market in the east, destroying stalls and mangling parked cars nearby. It comes the same day as an unannounced visit to Kyiv by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick says he's announcing $1 billion in new U.S. aid to the country.
At a meeting with Ukraine's prime minister,
I'm here in large part at the behest of President Biden to reaffirm our commitment to stand with you.
The new money comes as U.S. allies worry Ukraine is becoming bogged down in its counteroffensive against Russia. Blinken claims there's been good progress in that counteroffensive.
In the words of the UN Secretary General, the dog days of summer aren't just barking, they're biting. The agency's weather service says this past summer was the hottest on record in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's still sweltering in parts of the U.S. Un-air-conditioned schools in Baltimore are letting kids out early. This parent doesn't get it.
Everybody should have air. I mean, you got air in your car, you got air at your job, why not in our schools?
President Biden still testing negative for COVID after the First Lady was diagnosed with mild symptoms Monday. Yale University Dr. Megan Ranney tells CBS Mornings,
we're really not going to know if he's out of the woods until 7 to 10 days after he was last around her.
Mr. Biden's been wearing a mask again, his wife staying at their home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Tough times in the streaming business. Roku is cutting about 10% of its workforce and limiting new hiring. It's part of a move to cut costs after a series of quarterly losses. A new move in Spain's hot soccer controversy.
Spain wins the World Cup.
Prosecutors say star player Jenny Hermoso is accusing the country's federation president of sexual assault for kissing her on the lips without her consent after the Women's World Cup final. Luis Rubiales, who claims it was consensual, has been suspended but refuses to step down. And the Rolling Stones are releasing their first new album. Their first album, that is, of new music in 18 years.
Angry is the first single from our new album called Hackney Diamonds, which is why we're in Hackney, which comes out in October the 20th.
Mick Jagger and his bandmates have just been interviewed by Jimmy Fallon at the theater in the London neighborhood.
It's like when you get your windscreen broken on Saturday night in Hackney, all around. And all the bits go on the street. Yeah.
Mick says the new disc includes love songs, ballads, even country tunes. The Dow is down 101 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware, if you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Arts Council of Southwood County announces the first of 8 performances in its 2023-24 season. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience will take the stage on Thursday, October 12th at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. This fusion of big band, vocal jazz and swing, and traditional pop will entertain all ages. You can purchase your ticket for the 7:30 performance on October 12th at SavorTheArts.com or call 715-424-2787. Get ready to enjoy the new evolution of big band music, Born of Rebellion. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties has kicked off its 2023 campaign that will run until October 31st. You can participate through your workplace campaign or make a donation online. Other easy ways to donate include eating at McDonald's on October 17th or volunteering during the annual raking event Day of Caring on October 21st. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 76. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 52. Cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yada, yada. Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the September 6th, Wednesday edition of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, and today I want to start with talking about a tale of two impeachments. One having to do with Texas and one having to do in Wisconsin. And they're very different because Greg Bach on the board, what do you feel like impeachments should be reserved for?
They should, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
They should be reserved for those who have committed or are alleged to have been committed egregious offenses to their offices or to society that have evidence and
evidence
and things of that nature. And, you know, go forward with a lot of confidence that we know, hey, this individual did X, Y, and Z, so we're going to do A, B, and C to make sure that they are taken out of office in a prompt and judicious fashion.
Yeah, that was a good answer.
Thank you.
So let's start with our southern border in Texas. Because yesterday, the impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton began. And this is after he's already been impeached. He is a Republican, and he has been impeached by a Republican-led state house on charges of bribery, obstruction to justice, and misuse of funds. And so this is, he's a firebrand conservative Republican. He's aligned himself with Donald Trump. So there could be some politics at play, but objectively, this guy has done crimes. Like, he has actually been a part of corruption and crimes, and he's been suspended from his duties since he is impeached since May. And so he's been, the scandals include, he remains under indictment on securities fraud charges. He faces an additional federal investigation after former staffers accused him of accepting bribes and abusing his office. It was his request for a $3.3 million in state funds for a settlement with those whistleblowers that prompted the state house GOP to impeach Paxton in a 121-23 vote. And so, like, there is a lot here when we're talking about the impeachment case that's happening in Texas.
It's a beefy case.
There's, you know, guy's done some things wrong. Versus the threat of impeachment that is happening in Wisconsin right now. And I don't know if we've spent enough time on it because I just didn't feel like it was like, oh, is this a veiled threat? We've talked about it some with Dan Schaefer. I did my video for Journal Sentinel on it this week. But it's starting to seem like, oh, this, they may actually, they being the GOP and Robin Voss, like they may actually die on this hill of they are so scared to lose their supermajority by having new maps that they would upend democracy in Wisconsin and not think twice about it.
A really quick question for you, Kristen, as a point of order, just to, what, can you list all of Justice Janet's crimes? I'd like to know.
The crimes and corruption she's done in her 1 month of being in office?
Yes, please. Can you just let the listeners know every egregious thing she's done thus far?
So basically, not a lot.
Oh.
Not a lot. She's not, it's not securities fraud. It's not bribery. It's not obstruction of justice.
Is she even having an affair?
She is not, that I know of.
Good Lord.
Don't ask Wisconsin right now, though, because they still are very upset that no one took their claims of her using the N-word very seriously after, you know, they had so many credible sources in when they were trying to get that story to blow up.
Right.
But if you haven't been following this, this is all over the fact that last January in a forum, when asked about our current maps, she said that they were rigged and that she would enjoy getting to have a new look at them. And from that statement, now there is the accusation that there's no way she can be impartial and thus she needs to recuse herself. And if she doesn't recuse herself, the GOP lawmakers will impeach her. And as of right now, as of yesterday, so they did file complaints about this, and the Judicial Commission dismisses complaints filed over Janet Protasiewicz's campaign comments. So, but it doesn't really matter, right? Like, they can still go through with this because all they need is a simple majority in the House, which they have.
Let me tell you, they're simple.
And they need a supermajority, two-thirds majority in the Senate, which they have. And that would be to both impeach her and convict her. But here's the rub. Because the fact is, you'd think, all right, well, if they impeach her, then there needs, there's no, all Governor Evers can just appoint that person immediately and replace her immediately. Sucks for Janet, but as far as the liberal majority, we move on. But the thing is, there's no requirement for the Senate to conduct a trial. So the House could and probably would vote to impeach her. She would be immediately suspended from her duties. And then she would be in like a judicial limbo sitting there because there would never be a trial in the Senate. And so the court would be stuck at 3-3. And at that point, the only thing that can really happen is, despite the fact that this was like a $50 million campaign and all of the work that she put into actually getting elected and was elected by 11 points, she could step down entirely to open up a spot to then let Governor Evers appoint someone new. But there's so many things about this that are so effed up. Because one, clearly the voters didn't have a problem that she said that. Right?
Correct.
And furthermore, if this is the tool that they're going to use now, that all they need is a simple majority to basically, like, every time they don't like something, they're just going to put people in these limbos where they get impeached, immediately suspended, but never convicted. And it's just consolidating their power into one legislative branch. Like, I don't, if you are, even if you are a Republican, a conservative, how can you get on board with this?
I think I'm not sure if it was the Bulwark or the Journal Sentinel referred to this as their nuclear option. And that's a very good way of putting it, because that has consequences.
Well, and it was the Bulwark specifically that, and Charlie Sykes, who obviously knows Wisconsin politics very, very well, and knows these people very, very well. Like, I was listening to his podcast yesterday, and he was saying, he's like, I know Robin Voss well. Like, and he has always been a smart politician. But this is potential political suicide, because basically what would happen is, if she were to, not recuse herself, but step down, whomever Tony Evers would appoint would have to be, that person would only serve for the rest of this year, and they would have to be up for election in the spring.
Yep.
So we would now have we just got through the $50 million most expensive judicial Supreme Court race in the country, in history, this year. And we potentially would do it in the spring of 2024 in a presidential election year where, and this is what Charlie Sykes wrote in his newsletter yesterday, was basically like, where now on top of what was on the board, what was on the ballot last year, which was largely abortion, but also fair maps and a slew of other cases, now you're also adding like democracy and the rule of law. And in a presidential year, and you're once again putting abortion front and center on a losing issue for Republicans. Like, how do they? And this is, I mean, it's all. And the thing is, the thing that's is most craziest to me is, most likely with fair maps, Republicans would still have a majority. Not a huge majority, but they would still have a majority.
Yeah.
And so they are risking and doing, like, they are potentially going to do such a dramatic, potentially catastrophic move that is wildly unprecedented, just because they're so scared of losing their supermajority. And what does that say? That they know that they're that bad that they could never win without these districts?
Well, it's saying that, and it's also saying, if I don't, like at you, as you just said, if I don't get my way, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. And on the campaign trail next year, it will be, you as Wisconsinites voted for Janet. You put her in office by a resounding majority, and now they took it away from you, and they don't believe in Wisconsin, and they don't believe in you as voters, and they don't believe in democracy. That is going to be screamed from the hills for months.
And not only that, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, but, I mean, if you don't forget that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has a war chest, and they have been, Ben Wickler has been very good at raising money, and much better at raising money than the Wisconsin GOP. And we'll talk about it, more details in it, and then after the break, but they've already announced that, like, they will go, there is going to be a full-fledged campaign to try to dissuade Republicans from following through on this. And that, like, the amount of ads and organizing that is going to be around this is going to be full force.
Yeah.
So we would love to hear from you on this, but this just feels like it's not that I wasn't taking it seriously, but it's starting to feel like this could actually happen.
Yeah.
And it's way worse than maybe we are even giving it credit for. So 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Shoot us a text. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you on the topic of this wild potential impeachment. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for, the reliable communities of the West, the heart and values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchen's Open sponsor, Southwood County YMCA, wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. And we are lamenting, and I think trying to press home how serious this would be if Robin Voss and Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin's legislature actually decide to move forward with impeaching Janet Protasiewicz because she said the maps were rigged on her campaign, because it basically sets precedent that all you need is a bare partisan majority to remove any judge in any case at any time for any reason. And if you think that they're only going to do that once they've done it once, you are delusional. And so the idea that this isn't, this seems to be a bigger deal. And I know that as of yesterday, Ben Wickler and the Wisconsin, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin held a press conference. So we'll cover a little bit more of what they said as far as what their $4 million plus blitz to counter this might look like. And we can also talk a little bit more about the Judicial Commission that dismissed complaints over this. I know less about what standing that has over the legislature, if they can just act regardless of that commission. But maybe Joe from Appleton, since he is a lawyer, can let me know. Joe, what say you?
I'm not sure what I'm going to be able to let you know. I'm not sure I have all my thoughts together on this, but I can say that this nuclear option is definitely crossing the Rubicon, so to speak. I know we probably thought, well, they've done that 100 times already, but how can you go back from this? If they were to take away the people's chosen justice and not even give her a chance in the Senate and just keep it in limbo, I mean, how could they possibly come back from this?
I know.
I actually believe that there are still members of the old guard of the Republican Party still in power, still really driving the ship, but who, if you had showed them 10 years ago what their party would be looking like today, they would be aghast.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're in a position where they either believe they, as a party, would not be able to survive a self-correction, to say, oh, wait, let's step back. We're going too far. We're in the wrong here. They either think that they would not survive that politically, or they don't have the power within their own ranks to force a self-correction, that they've ceded too much power to the MAGA mind virus to be able to force a self-correction in their party. And you know the number one rule in MAGA is never take an L. Never admit defeat. Never be wrong. So they're just going to continue to drive the ship into the iceberg, essentially. And there's going to be, unfortunately, a fair number of people in their party who are okay with that. They would rather have that. They would rather bring the whole thing down if they can drive the ship into the iceberg, if it means that the people on the other side of the ship will drown too. So there's my take.
Oh, no, it's a good one. And I have less confidence that there are, because the thing that matters most right now is the stronghold that Robin Voss has over his caucus in the assembly, right? And because that's all they need is to basically impeach her and then hamstring her, right? And so even if they didn't have the votes, even if there were still enough senators in the state Senate, Republican senators in the state Senate who are like, this is not a good idea. It's kind of out of their hands as far as their ability to stop this, because they can choose not to convict her. But if they never move forward with after the impeachment, like what's going on in Texas right now, it doesn't matter. And so this is Robin Voss's circus.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. If it does get to the point where, okay, they vote to impeach her and the Senate doesn't move, I mean, the Dems are going to have to be, unfortunately, pushing Protasiewicz to resign. One, because we got to get somebody else then in her place, and that would happen, we'd have a replacement at least until next year. But then what's going to be piled up against the Republicans in 24? You got abortion's going to be back on the table.
Mm-hmm.
That was not going to be an issue, but all of a sudden abortion's back on the table, anti-democracy, and most likely they're going to be having, and also on the ticket is a four-time indicted felon on the presidential ticket. So everything's going to fall apart for them in 24 if they go this route. But I just don't know if they have the ability, as I said, to steer clear of this disaster. I hope to God that there are enough sane minds in there saying, look, we can't do this. It'd be a disaster for our party and for the state in general. But I don't know. Seem to be getting worse and worse on the other side.
I know. And they also still don't even have, they have one. There's one person who's announced a Senate, a Republican Senate campaign, who is not of the establishment at all. But a backed candidate still hasn't announced, and it is September 6th, folks. So thanks so much for the call, Joe. Always appreciate it. If you have thoughts on the ludicrousy, is that a word?
It is now.
Ludicrousness?
I think it's
ludicrousy. I'm going to look it up at the break.
Ridiculousness.
The insanity of where we are as a state right now, just constantly the political circus that is Wisconsin, and that this is happening in our state, and Robin Voss is willing to put us all through this just so he can hold on to his supermajority. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And then when we come back, we will have some other good news, some bad news, and another reason not to move to Florida. But we'll also wrap up on this topic, especially with what the Democrats are planning in response. So stay tuned. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. And we'll be right back.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Arts Council of Southwood County announces the first of 8 performances in its 2023-24 season.
Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience will take the stage on Thursday, October 12th at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. This fusion of big band, vocal jazz and swing, and traditional pop will entertain all ages. You can purchase your ticket for the 7:30 performance on October 12th at SavorTheArts.com or call 715-424-2787. Get ready to enjoy the new evolution of big band music, Born of Rebellion. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties has kicked off its 2023 campaign that will run until October 31st. You can participate through your workplace campaign or make a donation online. Other easy ways to donate include eating at McDonald's on October 17th or volunteering during the annual raking event Day of Caring on October 21st. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Historic Point Boss for their Harvest Fair, Saturday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Traditional harvest activities include apple cider pressing, corn shelling, making sauerkraut, and harvest produce sales. Buildings on the grounds will also be open for tours. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for students. Visit Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids for the 7th annual Friends of Rapids Music Festival. It's a full day of great music, including funk, blues, jazz, acoustic, and rock. Come and hear five great local bands and the 8-piece headliner, The Positions. There will be the FRM Kids Zone, food and beverages for purchase, and admission is free.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 76, winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 52. Cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
To Sawitz. And yesterday, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and a coalition of unnamed allied groups, well, at least the DPW held a press conference and told reporters during the briefing that the party and other groups are going to launch an, quote, intensive, multi-pronged statewide campaign today to make clear to Wisconsin Republicans that an attempt to impeach Janet Protasiewicz would be an absolute political, moral, and constitutional disaster. And so the campaign that's being put forward by DPW and associated groups is trying to basically force GOP lawmakers to, quote, look in the mirror and ask if they're willing to sign a death warrant for democracy in our state. And it's going to include door knocking, phone calls, text messages, digital outreach. And we will see what happens. But I would say, like, if you consider, don't underestimate the DPW, especially when it comes to statewide organizing. When you look at the scoreboard of statewide elections in Wisconsin since Ben Wickler, specifically since Ben Wickler has become head of the party. And I think this is warranted, because I think this is, if you think about what turnout was like, what the final count was with the 11-point difference of how many people for a spring election in a nonpartisan race turned out to vote for Janet Protasiewicz, and that they would dare impeach her before she's even heard a single single case. I don't know what else beyond what we've been talking about since January 6th, 2021, of talking about what it is to just not accept election results. This is that. This is that. All right. We have two people on the phone. Let's take Jack from Merrimack first. Jack, are you upset about this as I am?
This is absolutely ridiculous. The arrogance of the Republicans in our legislature seems to know no limits. They've had 13 years of consequence-free actions, inactions, taking a vacation for three quarters of a year twice out of the last 3 years. And generally speaking, using the people's money as their own personal slush fund in order to do things like bogus investigations. By the way, the Kelly investigation, apparently it's well over $2 million now, and it looks like it's going to escalate even farther. They hired their own Republican attorney instead of going through the DOJ as they're supposed to do. But here, I think they're going to actually try to do this.
I know.
I think they're going to try to impeach Protasiewicz. And, she got more votes than the sum of every single Republican in the stolen legislature. This would disenfranchise over a million Wisconsinites. And that's what this is really about. They've already bragged about, you know, how they have convinced some people not to vote. They clearly are looking at disenfranchising more people, students. That's partly what this is all about.
That's their playbook.
Now I'm wondering, you know, this is at least an abuse of power. I'm wondering if it